98.5 Sunshine FM. Back in 2000, at the age of 18, Vanessa Amorosi became the first Australian female to reach the number one spot on the national ARIA chart with a debut album. Back then, absolutely everybody was listening to The Power. With such an amazing start to her recording career, you'd think that we would have seen several follow-up albums over the last few years, but it wasn't until May of this year that Vanessa, now 27, released her second album, Somewhere in the Real World. It certainly hasn't disappointed. The music showcases her incredible talents and has given us such great songs as Perfect and The Simple Things. She joins me on the line now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Hello.
Why the long wait between albums?
I think once I finished my first album, I really was... I've always been fascinated by production and producing records, so I sort of got heavy into that for about 6 years, and it took me 6 years to finish the projects I was doing to get back into writing my own stuff.
Were you hoping that the Australian public hadn't forgotten who you were, or were you thinking that they might so that you could start afresh?
Stupidly enough, I actually never thought about it. I was so buried in what I was doing at that time, and I was still doing so much work out and about that I thought that things really hadn't slowed down so that it was okay. But, it wasn't until I came back that I realised I went missing, because I didn't think I did.
Well, you had huge success with The Power. Are you still proud of the work that you did back then?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I worked really hard for those songs too, so I have an appreciation for them.
But obviously you've moved a long way from there, and I guess that's part of the natural maturing process, both for yourself and for your music?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's really hard to write songs that are simple but yet not, well, classic-like but not predictable and corny. So that was one thing that I really liked about the first album, is that it was right on the border of that. So when making this new record, I still have very similarity sort of vibes going on, but it's just a lot more grown-up approach of it.
You went to the US to record it. You wanted to surround yourself with people who didn't know who Vanessa was.
Yeah, because I really needed, with what I was doing at that time, I needed people to have not a preconception about what I was about to do. So I went over there and picked producers that I wanted to learn from, and also that just would take me as who I was at that time and not look at previous history.
Was there any producer that you wanted to work with that wasn't prepared to, or did the ones that you picked out embrace your music?
Well, the ones that I picked out weren't interested in the beginning, because I didn't go in there saying I'd had success. I was just another singer to the table. So I had to go in there and try and win them over and want to be a part of the album. So I ended up winning them all over, but it was a serious battle. It wasn't easy days.
Did that serious battle help you to sharpen your music?
Oh, of course, yeah. And it also, it fine lines me now. I know exactly what I want out of things and who I am as an artist, because I think when you do head over to the States, there are so many entertainers, and it's all good that you say that you're a singer, but what type of singer? What is essentially your goal for that album? So it really makes you work out exactly who you are as an artist.
Did you go to it with already decided the songs that were going to go on the album, or did you go over there and say, I want your input?
I went over there with hundreds of songs and continued to write, because I think the hardest thing is trying to write something you think is going to relate to people and that's going to be a successful song. So you never stop writing, and I'm very open to ideas, so I like to have people influence me to change that direction on a song or a lyric idea. So definitely very open-minded, but I did come there with a lot of songs.
When it does come to writing songs, obviously a lot of writers will write of personal experience. How does it feel to put your own personal experience out there for others to listen to?
Very scary. I never think about it when writing it, because it's something that I do to get rid of it off my chest and to... It's stuff that I really can't say in real life, I write about. So I never really think about people listening to it until it comes to the crunch time when it ends up in, say, my manager's hand and he goes, I really love this track. It's speaking to me. And that's when I start to go, ooh, people are going to hear that story. I don't particularly think they need to.
I guess it then comes down to deciding, after you've written all these songs and worked with others collaborating on songs, to come down to deciding which are the tracks that are going to go on the album. Was that a difficult process for you?
Oh, it's impossible for me. I've got great people around me that have good music sense and great ears, so I bounce a lot of the music off other people, because I'm way too close to it to be able to part with most of them or be able to pick which one's good and which one's not. So I have a key bunch of people that I play to.
Now, you say that you didn't actually realise that you had actually gone missing over those years because you were involved in so many other things. But when it did come to releasing that album, was there a great hesitation there, wondering whether the Australian public was going to take the music to their heart as they did with your earlier work?
Oh, of course. Of course. Because you never know what you're sitting on. I mean, I would listen to that material and be worried that it's not going to relate to anybody and that it's not going to really be anything anyone's going to listen to. And I think that's just part of when it's your own music and it's your own art. You know, I don't know. I have a lot of doubt about it. So I'm absolutely rapt that I took the time to get it right and that it's worked.
And so it was still a thrill when you found that radio stations were playing your music yet again?
Even more of a thrill, because I think back as a kid, I never quite understood it. It just sort of happened and I was just continuing to run after this train. It's such a fast industry. And so as a kid, it was more difficult to keep up with what was going on. But now that I'm older, it's so much more exciting because I actually can keep up with the train. And secondly, it's a really hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to get songs out there and for the public to even have the chance to listen to it and accept it on.
Your album is titled Somewhere in the Real World, and it seems rather fitting. You always seem to be someone who hasn't been so much caught up with celebrity, but rather you've stayed grounded in the real world. How have you been able to do that?
I think it's, I've always lived on a farm, so I've always lived out of the city and I still do. I think that's what keeps me grounded the most, the country lifestyle. I love the cities and I love working in them, but when you come home to a farm at the end of the day, there's no celebrities out here. I can't tell my horses, listen guys, I sing music for a living. I told you not to step on that fence right there.
So there's not the temptation to be caught up in all that goes on in that world of celebrity?
Doesn't interest me, to tell you the truth. I've got so much stuff that I love doing. I'm a very outdoorsy person, and to be caught up in the other side of the music industry is not my thing. I love to write music and love to sing, and I think that if I was to go off, you know, taking drugs or doing what other people may do, I wouldn't be making music anymore.
And I understand that you've worked alongside worthwhile causes such as Kids Helpline and Variety Club. Do you feel it's important for people with the kind of profile that you've got to be putting something back into the community?
100%. 110%. I think a lot more celebrities are starting to do that now. For me, personally, Kids Helpline I've done a lot for since a young kid, and I think it's, you know, it's bringing awareness to certain things that go on that you wouldn't really normally hear about. So that's the great thing about my job, is that I can bring focus on that.
You did start performing at a very young age. Tell us about how you were first discovered and were thrown into the spotlight of the music industry.
My uncle used to do floor shows and he needed a singer to replace for the night. And so I sang off stage and I had another girl mime because I was probably about 12 by then. And then I ended up getting seen by someone and then they offered me a job singing 7 nights a week in this Russian restaurant. And I worked there for about 3-4 years and then I got seen by my first manager. I started a long time before I had success. But still, when I did have success, I was about 16.
And you say that that was your first manager. Of course, you've changed management somewhat recently over the last couple of years. Did you feel you needed to do that to move your music to where you were now as a person?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I needed to be challenged. And secondly, my old management were like my dad's, and I absolutely loved them. And we all had side projects going on. And I don't know, I just felt like the right thing to do. And they agreed, you know, they had some things going on as well. So it was a mutual part, but they definitely are so rapt that this has happened again for me.
You say you very much enjoy being at home on the farm, but do you also enjoy that other side of being on stage and performing that music live to an audience?
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing, the whole reason of coming back is being able to get back on a stage again, and it's really like a celebration. It's nothing like being able to sing your own songs and having people know those songs. It's like a party that's exclusive. It's quite bizarre, but I love being on the road, and I have great people that I've been on the road with for the last 10 years, so it's like a family, you know, reunion.
And you still sing the songs from those early days?
Oh, of course. I love it. I get a kick out of it too, because I have grown with those songs, so I just, you know, change up the arrangements and keep it fresh for everybody and go into different interludes and breakdowns every night, but definitely I love those songs.
With that first album, The Power, you did have some success in other places around the world. Is that the hope for this album? How is this going overseas at the moment?
We'll definitely head overseas, but my main priority is Australia, because I want to be able to live here the rest of my life. I don't really want to live in London or in the States. Nice to visit, but it's nothing like home. So if I can have success here, that's my main focus. And yeah, we'll definitely still head overseas and stuff, but I'd like to be able to live here.
Are we going to have to wait another 8 years for the next album?
I really, really hope not. you know, I'm starting to write for the new album now, but the hardest thing is having something to talk about, you know, living life to have music that is the truth. You know, I could probably make up a story and it'll be all fine, but eventually in music you can hear if it's not the truth and it's just something made up. So however long it takes to write good songs will be when the next album comes out.
And do you feel that you'll need to go back to the US to do that again, or is that just a once-off thing that you felt you needed to do? Would you record in Australia next time?
Well, we've definitely got the people to be recording with here, and we've definitely got the songwriters as well. We've got great engineers and great songwriters in Australia. But the only problem is that I had to go over there because I was working with those songwriters and producers every day in normal life. So I wasn't really challenged or put up to a plate where I don't think I could have stand. So, I think I would head back to the States to do a bit of writing because I've made friends with the people that I ended up working with on this new album. But I'll definitely do a hell of a lot more writing in Australia now.
And as far as touring goes, have you got plans for more tours coming up?
We're starting to plan it all now. We just, you know, we're focused on the new single that's just about to come out the 20th of September. And then from there, we'll focus on getting the tours together.
Well, you've given us some great music, especially with this latest album. We're really enjoying it, and I know our listeners here at 98.5 Sunshine FM are enjoying your music. So thank you for the music through the years, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.